Welcome everyone joining us here tonight on the Kings County Radio Club's Technical Question and Answer Net. My name is Roy, my call sign is AC2GS, and I will be your net control operator for this informal net. I will be your host, and William, AC2ZV, will be my co-host on this exploration into amateur radio technology. The purpose of this net is to provide a platform for discussion and to offer our answers as well as promote a conversation among all participants of this net. The club maintains an archive of these technical nets on its web pages, and we also offer original articles and reviews on many of the topics that are covered here tonight on the TechNet. We will be offering a streaming service for those who cannot receive our repeater signal. Point your browser to stream.kc2rc.com. We also have an Echo Link node available for use. Just point your Echo Link application to the node kc2rc-r. This net is scheduled for the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month, and all of this information can also be found on our club's website, which is www.kc2rc.com or www.kingscountyradioclub.com. Members as well as non-members are welcome to participate, although we do appreciate it when our fellow hams join our club, and as always, an application is readily available on our club's website. No question is too simple, no question is dumb. All wisdom begins with the asking of questions. If you have a question, it deserves to be answered. Our format tonight will be to ask for participants to check in only if they have questions or comments for this net. Please give us your first name, your call sign, whether you have a question or a comment. The net will then address each question in order. I will try to provide a cogent answer, and William, AC2ZV, will join in as well. If any other listener has any further facts or opinions, they will be free to break in with the word comment, and when recognized, offer their knowledge or experiences to us all. If anyone has any suggestions for future topics of interest, please let us know either here on the technical net, or you can email us at tech@kc2rc.com. And now I would like to introduce my co-host for this net tonight, William, AC2ZV. Good evening, William. Well, it would appear that William is a little late, but hopefully he'll be able to get here soon. Again, I am AC2GS. This is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. We're open for business nevertheless. Let's see if there's anyone out there who has any questions or comments for tonight. As I've always mentioned about this net, it goes for as long as it needs to go. Sometimes we're here until 11:30, and sometimes we're here until 9:30. So it's up to you guys. This is not a monologue. This is not a show. This is a net and a dialogue between me and people with questions or comments. So if anyone is out there with any questions, please hit that push to talk and say hello.
KD2MDV.
Hello, Eugene. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Roy. Roy, I just wanted to let you know it's a terrible sound coming from the repeater. It's not your signal. It's just, it's crackly. It's barely readable. You're fine on the input, so there's nothing wrong with your station, but the output of the repeater sounds terrible. How do you copy my signal?
You sound fine from here.
Yeah, no, it's extremely crackly on the output. Okay, that's all I wanted to mention.
Okay, very good. I appreciate the comment that you heard me on the input, and I wasn't causing the distortion, because every so often people get confused how repeaters work, and you know, if they hear a bad signal, they assume. I can't tell you how many times on LimeMark I had some individual suggest that I had water in my coax.
Yes, that's pretty common. Water in coax, I think it's yeah, suggested problem number one. But no, you're totally fine. Your station's 100% well. I'm getting you about a S9, nearly full quieting, so there's nothing wrong with your signal. But yeah, anytime I switch to the output, even when you stop talking for that remaining about a second, when the repeater tail is still going, it's still crackly, so it's just the output of the repeater.
Okay. Curious that I don't hear it on your end, but okay. But thanks for telling me. I do appreciate it, as always, Eugene.
I'm sorry, Roy. The last one, I didn't catch the last 5 seconds.
I just wanted to say that I appreciate your help here.
Absolutely. Anytime, Roy. Thank you so much for running the net, and I'll be standing by on the side. KD2MDV.
Okay. I mean, this is very likely to be a very, very short net. In general, these technical nets are a little bit more sluggish during the summer months. and they weren't particularly active during the spring, winter, and the fall. So I'm not terribly optimistic tonight, but we'll see what happens. We seem to have a problem with the co-host. William, are you out there? Yeah, he doesn't seem to be out there yet. Of course, our usual co-host is Bob, KD2NVB, but Bob is fortunate enough to be vacationing in the United Kingdom this week, so he contacted William and had him substitute for Bob on the TechNet. We will see. I will give the TechNet up until about 9:15. If we don't really get much activity, we'll kind of call it a really short TechNet for this particular time. Once again, I am AC2GS. My name is Roy, and I'm the host of the two Metropolitan Technical Nets in the metro area. I do every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on W2VL. That's 146.850. The Limark Technical Net, since I'm a glutton for punishment. And I do the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. So, of course, we have a bigger audience on Limark. And, of course, there's a smaller percentage of the audience actually participates in and is an active person. Many times I bump into people who recognize my voice and they tell me that they hear me on the Limark TechNet, but they've never actually gone on it themselves. So I'm not quite sure why. I guess they're intimidated. I started this particular technical net to kind of get away from the intimidation. I thought it was the net control operator there, my good friend who's become a silent key, Dick, K2RAW. I thought he might be a lot more intimidating than little old me. So I started the Kings County Radio Club technical net. And I don't know. Not much activity in Brooklyn, I guess. I don't exactly know what the problem is, but for all I know, there could be 20 people listening. I don't think there are, but very few people actually have questions or would like to air them on the radio. So maybe they're intimidated by not knowing what they think they should already know. But you shouldn't. We all learn from each other, and we all started knowing nothing, and we collect stuff as we get older. So once again, with that in mind, if there's anyone out there with any questions or even any topics for that they'd like to kind of roll around and discuss, please hit that push to talk and say hello. Once again, this is AC2GS. My name is Roy. I'm net control operator of this, the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. We usually do this on the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month. Right now, I appear to be by myself. My co-host is someplace else, and so is the participants. So we're going to give it, I figure usually we do this for about the first 15 minutes if we have no choice. And then if we don't really get much of an audience or a participating audience, we call it a really short technical net, and we try again for the next one, which will be in August. I think it's the 13th. Anyway, once again, if anyone is out there and anyone has any questions or comments for the technical net, please hit that push to talk and say hello. Well, guys, this is still AC2GS, and we've been doing this for 14 minutes. And as I said before, we'll give you guys one more minute. And if I get no contacts, I get no questions, I get no comments, we're going to kind of close it early and wish you well for the coming couple of weeks. And we'll be back in August. But it's up to you. You got about 30 seconds starting now. So I'll unkey and await some response out there. Very well. This net has been brought to you by the Kings County Radio Club. Our club is an ARRL affiliated club based in Brooklyn, New York, and we meet on the first Wednesday of each and every month. Our next meeting will be August 6th, which will be a hybrid meeting and virtual meeting using Zoom software. Our club members will be emailed with the details of the meeting, the links and such. The physical location of the in-person meeting is the Knights of Columbus at 1511 10th Avenue. Non-members wishing to join a general meeting can email me, AC2GS, with some form of identification for the required link. Although our meeting is informally begins at 7 p.m. Our formal regular general meeting starts at 8 p.m. and continues until anywhere from 9 p.m. to 9:30, depending upon the number of points that need to be covered. We have a weekly 2-meter club net on every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on this repeater. This technical net meets on the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month at 9 p.m. We also sponsor a 10-meter net every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on 28.380 or 381, depending upon circumstances, upper sideband. We offer an audio stream of our KC2RC repeater on the internet, as well as our 10-meter net. You just type into your browser stream.kc2rc.com. Members as well as non-members are welcome to participate, although we do appreciate it when our fellow hams join our club. An application is readily available on our club's website. We will be offering a VE session to obtain a amateur radio license or upgrade your present license. Our VE session is scheduled for Sunday, August 24th at the Knights of Columbus, 1511 10th Avenue at 12 noon. Please contact Berlot, KD2MYF, or go to the ARRL VE session page and register. If you would like to contact the host of this technical net, simply address your mail to tech@kc2rc.com. We maintain an active website at www.kingscountyradioclub.com or www.kc2rc.com, which offers archives of this technical net, amateur radio news, original articles, and technical forums. Please visit our website and participate. Our website hosting services were generously donated by the local Brooklyn-based web hosting company Three Aliens Web Hosting. We would like to thank, as the great philosopher Jimi Hendrix once said, knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. So try to listen more and talk less. Well, it's time to roll it up and shut it all down. We'll be back August 13th, and you're all welcome to join us. This is AC2GS going clear and getting the heck out of here. Bye, guys, if there's any guys out there. This is AC2GS clear.